Today is Friday of the third week of Easter, and on this day we have two very important readings. The Gospel is one of the strongest announcements of the reality of Jesus' body and blood in the Eucharist. He insists that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood to the point of scandalizing those who heard him. And then in the first reading, we read about one of the most important events in the life of the early church, that is the conversion of Saul, who becomes the great missionary apostle, St. Paul. Normally, I would spend a long time speaking about these two readings, but in the middle of the night, while we were all asleep, the announcement was made that we have a Pope. And that announcement changes our experience in the whole church, in fact, it's world news. So I'd like to reflect a little bit on this change. The first announcement is the white smoke. They said the white smoke appeared sometime after 6 p.m. Rome time, so it was after midnight for us. I don't know if anybody was awake then. And then sometime after that, maybe an hour or two, I don't know how long it takes to get from the Sistine Chapel to the balcony of St. Peter's, out comes, I don't know who says it, a cardinal, I have an announcement, I announce to you a great joy, habemus papam. Habemus papam is, we have a Pope. So that announcement of great joy is not first of all who the Pope is, but that we have a Pope. That's what gives joy to the church, whoever it is. Because no one knows when he says, habemus papam, everybody claps. Oh, thanks be to God, we have a Pope, because we didn't have one, now we have one. So that's the great joy. We have a Pope. And then he announces the name of the Pope, Cardinal, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Prevost, an American who was a missionary in Peru. And he has taken the name Leo the 14th. I don't know if in the Philippines we call him Leo. Leo the 14th or Leo the 14th? I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, Leo the 14th. Now, so that happened while we were asleep. When we woke up, eventually we got the news. I have often spoken to people who come to this chapel about the need to not check your social media the first thing in the morning. And I tried to practice that myself, but I saw on my phone so many numbers, so many messages. I said, oh, this is too tempting. I had to see naturally I thought it could be about the Pope. And it was one of the very first things I opened. I think it was the first. It was an email that said, we have a Pope. It was from the Catholic Near East Welfare, or I don't know, one of these people who sends out messages all the time. And it gave the first words of Pope Leo the 14th, and that was the first thing I read. So before I read all the secular reports about who he is and all his journey and why he's good and why he's bad and why people attack him and why people love him and all these things, it was the words of the Pope himself. And as I read it, I said, this is really a beautiful opening announcement. Maybe you read it yourselves, but I decided to print it out and read it to you, because it's like the first words of the new Pope to the church and to the world. So I did read this, maybe it was about 5:15 or whatever. I said, oh, this is really beautiful. So I'm not going to address the readings, but this passage from Pope Leo. And his very first words were, peace be with you. And this is what he says, peace be with you. Now remember, this is, I don't think, a prepared address. I mean, he didn't, an hour earlier, he didn't even know he would be the Pope, and maybe he suspected it by that time, but he didn't have time to write out a polished address, so this might be rather spontaneous. Peace be with you, dearest brothers and sisters. This was the first greeting of the risen Christ, the good shepherd who gave his life for the flock of God. That's what he said on Easter, right? Peace be with you. I, too, would like this greeting of peace to enter your hearts, to reach your families and all people, wherever they are, and all the peoples and all the earth. Peace be with you. It's as if he's announcing, this is what is going to characterize his pontificate. Peace be with you. This is the peace of the risen Christ, a disarming and humble and preserving peace, it comes from God. God who loves all of us without any limits or conditions. Let us keep in our ears the weak but always brave voice of Pope Francis, who blessed Rome, the Pope who blessed Rome and the world that day on the morning of Easter. Remember, that's the last blessing that Pope Francis gave. It was Easter morning, or midday Easter. Allow me to continue that same blessing. God loves us, all of us. Evil will not prevail. We are all in the hands of God, without fear, united, hand in hand with God and among ourselves. We will go forward. We are disciples of Christ. Christ goes before us, and the world needs his light. Humanity needs him, like a bridge to reach God and his love. You help us to build bridges with dialogue and encounter, so we can all be one people, always in peace. Thank you, Pope Francis. Thank you to my cardinal brothers who chose me to be the successor of Peter and to walk together with you as a united church, searching all together for peace and justice, working together as women and men, faithful to Jesus Christ without fear, proclaiming Christ, to be missionaries, faithful to the gospel. Pope Leo was a missionary. He was from the United States, but he spent many, many years in Peru. Continuing his address here, I am a son of St. Augustine, an Augustinian. Remember, the Augustinians are the ones who are ministers of the shrine in Cebu. So we just met the Augustinians on our pilgrimage to Cebu. What was that, 6 weeks ago or 2 months ago? In Lent. So here's an Augustinian. Augustine, who said, "With you I am a Christian, for you I am a bishop." This famous quotation from St. Augustine. And now Pope Leo is saying the same thing. With us, he's a Christian. For us, he's the Pope. So may we all walk together towards that homeland that God has prepared for us. To the Church of Rome, a special greeting. Remember, the Pope is the Bishop of Rome, so that's his new diocese. All of a sudden, he's named the Bishop of Rome, and that's his diocese. To the Bishop, to the Church of Rome, a special greeting. We have to look together how to be a missionary church, building bridges, dialogue, always open to receiving with open arms for everyone, like this square, open to all who need our charity, our presence, dialogue, love. When he says this square, he's talking about the piazza of St. Peter, of St. Peter, which is the big kind of circular arms of the church embracing, and there were, I don't know what, 100,000 people there, and it's being embraced by the arms of the church. So that's what he's referring to there, the open arms of the church. Now, so far he's been speaking in Italian this whole time, speaking in Italian. Then in Spanish he greets the diocese in Peru, where he was the bishop for, I don't know, 10 years. He was no longer bishop of that diocese because Pope Francis had brought him to Rome to be the head of the dicastery that chose bishops. So he was in charge of a very important office. But before that he was a bishop, you know, diocese in Peru, and he greets that diocese in Spanish. Then going back to Italian, he says this: "To all you brothers and sisters of Rome, Italy, of all the world, we want to be a synodal church, walking and always seeking peace, charity, closeness, especially to those who are suffering. Today is the day of the Supplicatio to Our Lady of Pompeii." Now, I don't know what that is. Some kind of a feast in Italy, I suppose. Pompeii is in Italy. So some Marian devotion, and he mentions it, so May 8th, you could look it up, some kind of a devotion to Our Lady, but it gives him an opportunity to speak about Our Lady. So today's this day of the Feast of Our Lady of Pompeii. Our Blessed Mother Mary always wants to walk with us, be close to us. She always wants to help us with her intercession and her love. So let us pray together for this mission, and for all the church, and for peace in the world. We ask this special grace from Mary, our mother, and then the crowds in praying together, a Hail Mary. So that's the first words of Pope Leo. We have to remember that being Pope is an essential service to the church. He's the servant of the servants of God, but it's also, humanly speaking, an impossible job to do. Because he's responsible for the spiritual life of over a billion people. He's responsible for the administration of a huge organization. He's responsible to speak in the name of Christ to the world, meaning the secular world as well. And there will always be people who disagree with him. There will always be people who attack him. And these attacks, I don't know if they've started yet, but they will start within 24 hours. Somebody's going to say why he's the wrong choice, or what he should do and what he shouldn't do, and blah, blah, blah. So that's why it's important for us to pray for the Pope. We prayed the last week, so praying for the selection of a Pope. This man is the fruit of the prayers of the whole church. So we now shift gears and we pray for this man, Pope Leo XIV, knowing the enormous burden that has been placed on him. It's a very heavy cross. It will purify and crush him. And he needs the support of all of us as he carries this burden, as he stands as a missionary to the world. Now, it's beautiful that the bishops, the cardinals, chose a missionary, someone who left his home country to serve the Lord in another country. Missionaries, and I'm one of them, missionaries have this blessing of having a broader perspective on how the gospel is to be brought into the world, because when we're only in our own culture, we think like that. But as soon as we're separated from our own culture, or we experience different cultures, we start to see more the universal mission of the church. And I'm sure Pope Leo has this universal perspective, very, very powerful. And the cardinals wanted a missionary. He happens to be an American. Some people are going to make a lot out of that. The Italians, though, even before he was elected, said this cardinal is the least American of the Americans. He doesn't have that brash arrogance of the Americans, but he has a humble demeanor and he's a listener. So I don't know him any more than you do. I only know what I've read about him. But let's pray for Pope Leo XIV and pray for the church as we begin this new phase of our Jubilee year, this new phase of our missionary apostolate, bringing the gospel to the world.